Hello everyone, and thank you for attending this presentation. My name is Benjamin Robin. I am an embedded Linux engineer working at Boutlin in Lyon. This talk aims to present these new tools that I developed, named SBOM CV Check. SBOM CV Check is a standalone and lightweight Python tooling. We're going to see later what it's for. It takes as input an SBOM in SPDX 2 or in SPDX 3 formats. And optionally, the Yocto VEX manifest generated by the VEX BB class. This tool takes also various CV databases and annotation databases. Then this tool, the goal of this tool is to find vulnerability associated with each component listed in the SBOM, and then compute assessment for each vulnerability found. So why we are developing yet another tool? In today's security landscape, maintaining awareness of known vulnerability is essential. This process is becoming even more critical with emerging regulation such as the CIA. So we are developing this new tool to solve the following problems. Yocto CV check the BB class integrated in Yocto is great, but it has some flaws. CV analysis is tied to the build and cannot be replicated based only on the SBOM files, the artifacts. We need the world build source to run again the build, the analysis. So we wanted to process and generate an XPDX 3 files, which most of the existing CV tooling are not designed or currently do not support this format yet. And we wanted something very lightweight, not complex, without any web service or something like that. We want a very simple tool that takes few inputs and generates few outputs. And we wanted to be able to use multiple CV databases at the same time and to merge all of the information and to be able to use all of this information at the same time. So SBOM CV check has the following design. The tools takes as input an SPDX 3 on SBOM files, which could be in SPDX 3 format, in this schema represented in yellow. It also takes various CV databases and annotation databases represented in pink here. Some SBOM formats can contain annotation. For example, this is the case for SPDX 3 file. That's why in this schema, you can see the annotation database which is included in the yellow part. For each SBOM component, the tool is going to find all associated CV and then compute CV assessment. And finally, the tool are going to generate one or multiple export files represented in blue sky. Okay. The tools pulls by default from several CV databases. Currently, we support NVD and CV list. It also supports multiple annotation formats like OpenVEX, Yocto custom format generated from the VEXBB class. Also, a very simple annotation format in YAML file. For the export, it supports the following format, XPDX3, but only if the input file currently is also in XPDX3 file. For now, we plan later to be able to generate XPDX3 files, whatever the input format. For the export format, we also support visible CSV format and also the Yocto CV check output format. The tool has the following extra functionality. It can be extended by loading external plugin. For example, it's possible to add a new type or format that is not currently supported by the tool. For example, if you want to generate a custom report format, for example, a PDF or a web page or whatever. Also, the tools can automatically mark a CV as ignored if affected sources are not compiled. This required on the Yocto side to set the XPDX include compile source variable to one in each recipe that needs this extra processing. And also you need a CV databases that provide the list of affected files. Hopefully this is mostly the case for the kernel CV, which provides this kind of information, but yeah, we don't have a lot of provider for that, sadly. The source code is available on GitHub under GPL v2. Contributions are of course welcome. And the documentation can be consulted on the Read the Doc website. If you want to try it, you can follow this step. First, you have to install the tool using pip. If you want to install the tool with all optional dependencies, you can execute the following command with pip install sbom cv check with the extra flag. This is recommended to install the tools inside the Python environment, but you can do whatever you want. Then you need an SBOM file, and optionally, again, the VEX manifest generated by the VEXDB classes. For more detail on the reason about that, you can take a look about the documentation. Also, since Yocto 5.2, the SBOM is generated by default in XPDX 3 format, so you don't need to do any extra configuration on the Yocto side. All the artifacts that you need, the SBOM and the VEX manifest, can be obtained from the deploy directory of Yocto. And finally, you just need to execute this command line, which is going to generate, in this example, the same JSON file that Yocto CV check generates. Thank you all. If you have any questions, you can find me later.